Sean contacted us with a local story. He contacted me on my Twitter feed, actually, at Stephen Nolan. Sean, morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning to you. This happened outside your shop. Where? Lisburn Road, was it?
No, well, the shop on the Lisburn Road, but it's Cambridge Barber Shop just on the Stramillis Road, the bottom of Stramillis
Road. Stramillis Road, okay. What happened?
Well, about 3:30 yesterday, we have builders, well, we don't have builders, the builders are renovating the building next door to us. And one of them came in and called me, a bit of frantic, and he said, an old lady has fallen, tripped and fallen on the footpath. Now, when I got outside, she was still on her face, blood all over the footpath.
My goodness.
We finally got her up. I ran in, got a wet towel, administered first aid, got her onto her face and cleaned up. She was badly cut above the bridge of her nose. And black, she's going to end up with a serious black face this morning. She had a suspected broken wrist. I had to remove her wristwatch, which is a bit of a struggle with the swelling. And we had to call the paramedics and basically just made sure she was okay until the paramedics arrived. She was on her own. Basically, what the reason I reported yesterday, over the last couple of years, I've been reporting this to Transport NI and Belfast City Council. Obviously, it's out of the council's hands. It's on the infrastructure. The footpath, I literally just counted it there, Stephen. I know it's a bit of a sad being doing this, but it's 109 feet between number 9 and number 29 Stramillis Road. And 29 of those flagstones are raised, and this, some of them very seriously.
This particular paved stone that the lady tripped over, you'd identified it, seen it, flagged it up before, had you?
That particular stretch, within 12 feet of that flagstone, I've reported it before. This particular one is right outside Connor Cafe, which is next door to me. Had that been a flagstone further on, Stephen, her face would have smacked into a skip that was outside. We could have been potentially talking about fatality today. That's how serious it was. There was a pretty harrowing moment with the lady. She's 64 years old. She was slipping in and out of consciousness.
My goodness.
Thankfully, there was other people had gathered around, a handful of people had gathered around to make sure she was okay. Her daughter came on the scene later, and at that moment she started getting really in and out of consciousness, and the daughter was pretty frantic
at
that moment.
Your point to me in the story you sent me on Twitter last night, and by the way, you can see this flagstone. You actually took a picture of it with blood on it, right?
I took the picture of the raised flagstone she tripped on, and the other one, which was about 4 or 5 feet ahead of it, which was splattered with blood.
And you had definitely flagged that up before to the council?
I had flagged one up in May 2015 to the council, who then thankfully passed me on to Transport NI, or the relevant people. They, within 2 days, were out to fix it. Now, that was after another serious fall back then. I just opened this shop. This is my second shop. I co-own it with a partner, and this is our second shop. And we're just very concerned about the flagstones. There's 29 flagstones out of 104 feet. Of stretch of footpath, and it was completely raised. And every day, Stephen, every day that I'm here, I witness at least half a dozen trips or falls. At least. Yesterday was the most serious.
Really? So you're regularly seeing people trip along that?
There's on two occasions, possibly three occasions a day, there's over 2,000 people pass my shop. That's from Methodist College, Stramillis College, the Queen's University buildings, every single day, twice a day at least. I can only imagine what it's like at night time when people can't see it. And apparently the Ashby building, they host on, a Wednesday evening.
Have you had any response from those officials?
Well, again, check my Twitter feed, I submitted a complaint last night via their forum, and it just came up a blank white sheet after I typed out the full complaint. It comes back, sorry, the server is down or something. Some of that message, some of Twitter feed.
Okay.
And that is a repeated thing to me. Well, so look, here, you have to phone the Transport NI.
Well, look, here's where we've got to since you sent this to us last night. The Department for Infrastructure are now saying that they will get somebody to go out and investigate this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's progress within the time, I guess, you've contacted us, within the last few hours. And please pass our thanks on to the lady if you see her again. And we've sent a picture out, or we are in the process of sending a picture out on our Twitter feed of this flagstone. And please be careful as you're walking up the Stramillis Road.